Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Anna, how are you?
Great. We are back for another episode of Deckheads.
Oh, joy.
I did my Eddie impression for you. That's him just like, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
God, we want him to be the old Eddie, and
he refuses. It's like he's aged a year or two. Get over yourself, Eddie. Do your dumb Jim Carrey impressions that piss us off.
Yeah, you're like, do Fireman Bill. And then he's like, what I will tell you about is the history of the harbor in Baltimore for tugboats.
God, if I ever like kind of turned around really quickly and elbowed Eddie in the face, I probably wouldn't apologize.
Has anyone ever been more of a dad without kids than fucking Eddie?
He's the worst. All right, well, we are here to discuss Below Deck Season 8, Episode 7. And yeah, guessed it. We have a goddamn killer of a guest. This guest, as soon as they told me they watch Below Deck, I was like, we gotta fucking have them on because they are fucking it. They are the it factor when
They're
it comes
it.
To reality TV recaps, which I don't think we've ever recapped reality TV together before, but I love you. So that's all that matters when I say you are it. Okay, I'll
just
get into
all that matters to me.
We are joined by one of the funniest people on earth, Lydia Popovich.
Oh my God, it's so exciting to be here. Truly, truly, because I love this show and it has been quite literally my dirty little secret. And now I can't not talk about it. And the fact that I have an open forum and it's going to be broadcast for other people to talk about it. Like, yeah, I'm out here. I'm out. I'm a fan. I love this show.
Yes, you do. Just like, you know, we chose to do this as a bit of a business venture between Nick and I, and it turned into just like a pure enjoyment, like just pure joy for boats.
I think it turned into a nightmare for us personally, but a love, just a pure love of the boating genre.
It's just such a bizarre thing, you know? Like, when I first saw this show, I was into it, and then I had a whole, like, issue with reality TV where, like, really, I just felt like Bravo was brainwashing me and was going to be personally responsible for me making tons of bad decisions in my personal relationships based off of what I was watching, so I wholly stopped watching it. And then, you know, I started doing comedy, and things kind of changed, and next thing you know, you find yourself on the road. Who's your only friend? Bravo!
Yep.
Andy got that last word on me. You know what I mean? Now I'm in here watching these eps back hard, realizing that so many episodes have happened, had to go back and watch a bunch. But now here I am, fully up to speed. I even watched that sailing one.
Oh, we did too. Talk about broken glass everywhere. I will never forget it. You know what I've always said? I said, you know what a newborn baby needs? To be on a sailing boat.
Dude. I couldn't, like, as soon as that one happened, I was just like, is this the weirdest white privilege I've ever seen? Where they're like, well, I can't possibly change. We made yacht reservations. You had a baby, ma'am. Oh, it doesn't matter. She'll have to learn. She'll have to learn to accustom to the sea. What are you doing? I've heard of rocking a baby, driving a baby in a car, but a whole yacht? Get out of here.
Yeah.
They said if I changed the date, I couldn't be on Bravo.
God.
So I had to come.
Well, like, the whole time, I kept thinking about her stitches. I kept thinking about her fucking just saggy parts and all of the hurting that happens to a lady's body after she gives birth.
Yeah.
Wait,
I was like, that bitch
had
a surrogate. There's no way she physically gave birth
to that
baby.
She had a C-section?
And she had a C-section. Even worse, she'd have stitches. No matter what.
Wait, what's with the stitches without a C-section?
Okay, so the size of the hole where the baby comes out does not always well match with the size of the head. So sometimes when a child comes out of said hole, it rips you a new one. Quite literally, the perineum, if that's how you pronounce it, the small piece of skin that separates your vagina from your butthole, gets torn open violently by the head of your child, or your doctor says, hey, we're going to snip it to let this kid out. That's actually better. It's better if the doctor snips it, then he can sew it back together. He doesn't have to gather up all those raw edges that your kid's dome just blasted through your fucking butthole.
So it's like a mini
C-section. And you've won, Lydia, for describing childbirth. I love it.
And that's why, you know, I've never had any.
Okay. You know, us dudes are always worried about, you know,
listen,
the ladies' sizes. And you know. So I thought all you could do before was demand a C-section. But now I found out there's this other thing you can do where it's just a little snippy and then they sew it back.
I love that you think women are just demanding C-sections. And that women are like... Yes, I don't know. Cut through the core of my body, like the muscle.
No, they're not. I am. Holds. The guys are.
Yeah, yeah, right. Like, hey,
I
keep it tight.
I literally had this conversation with Lyra yesterday, and I said, "You're going to get a C-section, right?" And she's told me in no uncertain terms that she would not be making that decision to do that.
Yeah, yeah. No woman wants to have her body cut open because then afterwards they stuff it, and it's a whole messy process. All I'm saying is, a month after giving birth, you shouldn't be on a goddamn yacht.
Well, especially
there's no way.
A yacht that tilts and your child could fly off of.
Easily.
There's many factors to this. Also,
kids got
to
learn.
Again.
A sailing yacht. Not like a in the sea. Yeah.
Everywhere. I cannot get over how much broken glass is over all over sailing yachts. Why would
constantly.
You want that?
And why aren't they more prepared? Like, why doesn't everything have a suction cup or like a piece of Velcro on it? Like, they didn't seem to be adequate latches on cabinets. Like, the whole thing seems fucked. Well, I just don't get it.
They Captain radios down. He's like, okay, we're about to sail. And everyone's like, that means we have 45 minutes, right? And it's like, no, the boat is tilting now.
Right now. Look, what a waste of time.
We could
hey,
go back.
I think I could save everyone's lives with one word.
Okay.
Plastics.
What? Oh, plastic cups?
Yeah, just get some plastic cups on there. I really think.
I mean, is that a luxury experience, though?
If anyone is in the market, they could fancy it up. The things they're doing with plastic these days just are criminal, honestly.
Yeah, I was going to say. We don't want that.
Oh,
if,
my God.
If Shane could hear you, oh, my
God. I know.
God.
Oh, I know. Sunshine. If I had remembered his name, I would have said it in that moment, but I couldn't remember him.
Oh,
I was insulted.
Poor Sunshine.
Sunshine, man. All right, Actually, I asked three questions to all our guests before we begin. And the first one is, when did you start watching Below Deck? What was your first season?
I think the first season I ever saw was probably season 2, if I'm not mistaken. And I watched it and I was like, ooh, this is interesting. And then, like I said, I had a little fallout with, you know, with the whole Bravo and the reality TV thing. And so I'd probably say I came back in at season 1 because I wanted to go back and start over. And then I watched it kind of all the way through continuously.
Nice. Okay. So you're like us. You've seen the full, what's the word, like compendium? Is that a word?
I think companion.
That's not what you're looking for.
But it's not the right word, but I do.
That is a word.
Okay.
Catalog?
Catalog. There you go. You've seen the full catalog like us.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. I've actually considered going back and watching some of the early ones because I remember, like, I just wanted to, like, fall in love again. And you're like, oh, I really loved those ones. There's just been so many stinkers that I want to go back and just see the shit I really loved.
Okay, but that takes us to our next question. What was your favorite season ever?
I would probably say one of the seasons with Kat.
Mm. Yeah, Kat was a good
one. I think she was a drunken, big-tittied mess, and I loved her. She was constantly a mess. She just was like, if Florida was a person, it's Kat. And I love what Florida does. You know, I love the interesting ways that they just like unseat life. So for me, if Kat was in it, I think those are definitely my favorites. Those were just, and also it was like the first time I saw someone act that wild on TV that I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was in for it.
I love a good crier. I love a person who cries when they're drunk.
Yeah.
I just, because it's like, you're sympathetic to them and then they start crying. You're like, well, I guess I got to walk away.
You're a mess. You don't know how to handle this. Anybody that changes personality when they get drunk, I like watching on TV.
Yeah.
being around, not so much. But if you have like a couple drops of booze and there's a whole color shade change, yeah, man, I'm on board. Let's do that. And let's make sure you have access to alcohol frequently.
Now, I've recently started watching Party Down South. Has anyone seen this?
No.
This is a Sally Ann Salzano original. Ooh. It was in the wake of Jersey Shore.
Okay.
She started a Southern white redneck version for CMT.
Oh, and it
went 5 seasons. But it's classic Sally Ann Salzano. I mean, it is Jersey Shore set in the South. And they, on that show, are the most violent drunks that I've ever seen on television. Nothing compares. There is not one moment of that show where the goal is to not get as drunk as humanly possible and then fuck, like, anyone. Literally anyone. One scene, a guy goes to the bathroom with this, like, 65-year-old woman to make out with her.
Oh, while, now you're talking my language.
And
then
her husband comes over and is like, that's my wife in there. And then they have to deal with that. But I just like, it's like they fight, they destroy the house, they break everything, they break each other, they break bones. They drink like 1,000 beers a day. And it's just, it's next level.
I do love a party scenario when there's a wide varying age groups, when there is like a 65-year-old married couple and then like people are in their 20s and then people are in their, like, that's great. Like, I love that.
Well,
like,
that's not the show. They met him at a bar. Everyone's like 25 years old, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, don't get my hopes up, I guess. Yeah. I would say a real Southern party would be like that. You know what I mean? Where you're like, oh, those are our neighbors, and that guy sells us milk, and that guy has weed, and that guy's sister is hot, so she brought her friends, and one of them just got divorced. But, you know, like, I love it. I love that shit. I'm here for it.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's all I ever want to watch on TV is for me to be like, what?
Honestly, I have come back to that so hard. Like, I definitely blame/thank 90 Day Fiancé for pulling me back into the reality TV world, because it was exactly that feeling that you expressed.
Yeah.
And then I just started reaching back for the things that I've always loved, where I'm like, you know what? You do like this. You do like this. Like, I even started watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Gotta love
because,
it.
Oh, my God, I had no idea. The other ones were not giving it to me, but this one, first episode, I was like, oh, honey, I'm in. This is great. I mean, I like what's happening, but that's me in the pandemic, man. Let's watch the what is fucking what?
Yeah, there's a freshness to Salt Lake City. Like, all the, you know, New York was kind of, it was killing me a little, and then they kicked Dorinda off. And then now Salt Lake City, there's a freshness to the people. Like, I don't know what I'm going to get. Like, Maryam Crosby's a cult leader, allegedly. Oh, please don't sue me. Allegedly.
For sure. But like, I think so too. Allegedly. I've read the Reddit thread.
Yeah. The Reddit threads are fucking good.
They're so good.
It's like she's not even trying to hide it at this point. Like, you're like,
at all, in any capacity. Okay. She's like, yeah, I will be branding these bitches soon. Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
What the hell?
And also, I am not entirely convinced that Whitney hasn't fucked one of those half-brothers. Like, that whole situation, like, she's 100% a swinger. Like, I don't care how many times she wants to say she's not fucking somebody. Her husband is watching. You know what I mean? If she's not swapping out, she's swapping on. Oh, man, I love that show so much.
It's already such a good season, and they just began, baby.
I just want to be able to be rich enough. Or not, you know what? I don't even need to be rich enough. Let's bring this down. It's not even about being rich. It's about being ridiculous and ostentatious.
Yeah.
I can't wait to have a party and have a brunch and be able to use beta fish tanks as individual place settings. Yeah. That, to me, that is the most genius move. Beta fish, there can only be one fish in the tank, yet you've got all these ladies in a tank to have a conversation, like, meta. That's just, man, Mary, you're a genius. That's why she runs a cult.
Yeah, allegedly. I don't trust her. Okay, our final question is, who has been your all-time favorite cast member on this show?
I mean, I love Kat, but I feel like I can't say all time, because there's just people that have been longer that have given me more.
Yeah.
So, you know, definitely, I think everyone agrees, Kat and Captain Lee. I mean, Captain Lee, I feel like, will forever have my heart. Mm-hmm. If I'm really true and honest with myself, he's one of the reasons why I stuck with this franchise so much. Mm-hmm. And I immediately was like, this is great. I liked Captain Sandy at first, but she's a narc and I can't get down. She's a narc. She's not cool, man.
Yeah.
She's not cool.
I mean, there were cameras. She didn't have a choice.
Listen.
She's still in her.
She's still
Look, hard. You don't want to get caught up in the Malia bomb. All right. She'll take everybody down with her.
I just want Sandy and Malia to go off to the island of Lesbos together and just be happy forever.
Yeah, that's what Sandy wants.
Yeah,
too.
That's Sandy's dream.
For sure it is. Are you kidding me? She's like, I'm going to try to. She's gay.
Alleged.
Yeah. For me.
Yeah, that is wild that she did that.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Captain Lee. And Kate's great too, though. I mean, sure, just her epic cuntiness will always have a place in my heart.
Yeah, she's the legend.
She's good at her job, man. She's just, and she does it with such joy, you know? I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. We got your answers, and now we're ready to begin. All right, guys, we are talking, like I said before, Below Deck Season 8, Episode 7. Yes?
Anna, can I pause it before we get into this recap?
Yes, what's up?
This is the single bloodiest episode in the history of Below Deck.
Man.
Yeah.
Is it not? It's possibly three people go home in this same episode.
That's what I was thinking about when I watched today as well.
I don't think that has ever happened before. I think we've had two, but three is unprecedented.
I've been waiting for this season to pick up, and this episode finally fucking picked up.
Anna. Anna.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Ask yourself.
Yes.
What number episode is it?
It's number 8.
In the season.
Oh, no. It's number 7.
Yes, it's number 7.
You're right. It's 7, 8, 9.
Yes.
So Nick has a theory, which we have proven correct, is that the show each season pops off in episodes 7, 8, 9. You can always expect something in 7, 8, 9.
There's some seasons that are longer and shorter, and the numbers, you know,
so maybe
change
it's like 8, 9, 10, but like it's still in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Theory. Episode 7. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, which makes sense in the arc, right? Like, we need something, especially since nobody's fucking anybody in this season.
No. Well, yeah, that's so no one's fucking anyone, and so there's no other way to have any drama.
People are just tense and sad.
Yeah.
Oh,
so much tension.
See how tense you have to be for just a preference sheet to break you. All right, let's get in.
All right, so we continue with Captain Lee having one of his classic "We need to talk" conversations with Shane after he tells Eddie, which I think is the funniest thing. He's like, it doesn't matter if we have Shane here or not. We're basically working with two deckhands. And Eddie's like, yep. So he gives him the classic. There's so many classic Captain Lee-isms at this point where he's like, I don't have time for you to catch up spiel. Ooh. And then, you know, Shane's fired. Shane is fired. Packs up and sends him on his way.
And in true Shane fashion, he, in his ITM, decides he did not regret anything. Yeah. And actually, he's counting it as a win. He did a great job. Shane did a great job.
He can't even fathom the idea of him getting fired from somewhere, of him being bad at something.
Of course not. He graduated from Berkeley with honors.
I loved when he's like packing his stuff and Eddie's like, he tells Eddie, I'm sure that I would have exceeded your expectations if you just would have given me the chance. And he was like, bro, you should have done that 2 charters ago.
Yeah,
like,
also, no, you would not have.
Absolutely not, sunshine. Like, I just... That kid, like, you're right. Like, he's been tutored through everything.
Yeah.
He has had the doors held open for him. He's been pushed through or handheld through everything.
Yeah.
He's finally told he's not good at something. Him holding back the tears. Like, what is he going to tell his family?
Dude, his family probably, I mean, they're just
They probably
like,
don't even know he's on that boat. They're like, we don't care. Whatever.
His family agrees with him. His family is the reason he thinks all of these things.
Right?
They're going to watch this together and think, my son, the only one on there that was too good for the show.
Oh, God. You're so right. I hate him. I mean, whatever. He's a sweetheart. You know what? I don't care if he's a sweetheart. He's dumb as fucking paint, and he's a pretty white man, and I want him to fail. Like, I just
do. He's dumb, right. You don't want him you don't want to cross paths with him.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. He's also boring. He had zero to offer. Other than him talking to himself as he wrote in his journal out loud to no one but himself, that's it. That's the only thing that he offered. And that's not carrying me.
Yeah. Look, he literally is like, I feel empty, but I gave it my all. But unfortunately, my all was not enough. So I'm going to go meet up with my girlfriend at the beach. And then he just leaves. And it's like,
right?
What?
I should have practiced my knots. Yeah, bro, you're going on a boat.
Yeah, he was so empty-headed. I don't know. Good luck out there, Shane.
Oh, I don't know what, you know, sometimes like you see this show and people just come on boats and like, I don't know, like my friend said I should try boating. And they're like, all right, give it a shot. And then it works out fine because they're like, yeah, you're new. And the industry is all about training because it's a fucking revolving door because it's a stupid job.
I don't understand how, like, it's just weird how these certain, like, sort of niche industries find this, like, cadre of people. Like, I remember I went to Chico State. That'll tell you a lot about me. Mm-hmm. I remember a lot of people when they were graduating or, like, about to graduate or in the off seasons, they would go to Alaska. Going to Alaska to work on fishing boats was, like, this big thing. Yeah. It was, like, a through line from people who are, like, at the recreation programs. Like, I have a BA in recreation arts, which is, like, what? You have a BA in PE? Congratulations, dum-dum. Go on with your life. But I just wonder, like, is there certain schools that are just like, they're like, just, is just Florida that they're like, hey, come live your life on a boat. Hey, you're 20. Come to the boats. Like,
yeah, there's got to be like flyers above urinals where people are just drunk.
Maybe it's just like cocaine dealers that are like, hey, did you know that you could fully travel around the Mediterranean and do all of the blow you want to?
Are you trying to quit doing coke? You should hang out with my buddy Captain Lee because he's gonna throw you in fucking jail.
Yeah, you ever been to Greece? Yeah, how about a Grecian jail? Yeah, I guess it's better than a Thai jail. I don't know.
So I've heard.
I don't know.
Really?
No, I definitely want to be in a Grecian jail more.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not aware of what the jails are like. I know Thai jail is notorious. I've heard is bad.
Yeah,
Grecian jail. I'm willing to check it out. I'll check it out for everybody.
There's grapes everywhere.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not bad at all.
Oh, people are fanning me. Not too bad.
Ooh, a lot of pottery.
Okay, after Shane leaves, we get this very intense, oh God, what's going to happen in 36 hours? Rachel's going to lose her fucking shit? That's what we get.
Yeah. Honestly, I thought it was going to be a bigger loss of shit. Not that it wasn't big, but like, I thought it was going to be more showy.
Yeah. I also thought she was losing her shit over like a reason outside of her own just frustration and like fed upness. Like, I thought maybe they asked for something like inappropriate. Like, I thought maybe they were like, and we want the chef to serve us naked. You know, like, I thought it was something that was like so truly offensive. Not that they were just like high maintenance and demanding.
I thought it was something like, and don't serve us fried chicken because we hate black people. Or, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or like, and another thing, we'd like to eat a rhino. Yeah. Uh-huh. And we'd like that rhino. I thought it was like going to be either something like borderline illegal or something super political.
We're Holocaust deniers.
Yeah, exactly. Like, serve us Jewish babies. And they're like, just kidding. We want bacon. Like, I don't know, whatever. But I thought it was going to be really something offensive too. I thought it was going to be something so much more scandalous than like, I miss my boyfriend and the coronavirus might be extra real. So I'm getting the fuck off this boat while I can.
Yeah. Yeah. By like cussing everyone out.
Is this the craziest preference sheet we've ever seen?
I don't know, because to me, when I was looking at those photos that someone posted online, like, I thought it was actually going to be worse. Like, aren't they all normally very, like, packed like that?
I mean, I thought the one where there was, like, a vegan, a gluten-free, a vegetarian, like, a keto person, I thought that was crazier than this. I mean, yeah, there was a lot of stuff, but it didn't seem out of line with other charters. Right. I agree.
That's what I thought too. I truly just think it was Rachel like hitting
hummus,
a wall.
Veggies and pita, comfort foods, macaroni and cheese, but I won't need comfort because you're going to make me feel comfortable otherwise, right?
That's what it says?
Yeah. Okay, candy, I would chocolate, say go fuck all chocolate, well. No candy. Not a candy person at all.
I'd be like, and eat chocolate. My cooter. Fuck it. Suck a dick.
Well, there was also a request for a snack on the bedstand leading up every night. And something was like, so-and-so likes an amuse-bouche and da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, that's where she should be like, eat my cooter. I'm going to fucking leave it on your bedstand in the middle of the night. You can fucking lean over. But that's all I'm leaving. That was, I thought, a little much. Like, but then also I'm just like, dude, just make a cucumber sandwich and throw it on a plate. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, who gives a fuck? That's just somebody who's trying to be extra just for the fact of being
cheese.
Extra.
This depends on the context. For spreads, soft, creamy cheeses.
Oh,
for sandwiches, lighter cheeses, mozzarella or provolone.
Cut you. I will slit
works
your
nicely.
Fucking
I also
throat.
Enjoy
I will
a Havarti
fuck you
cheese.
In the asshole with please. A salmon roe.
No Prevel cheese. My husband loves this on pizza, but it's terrible.
I will fuck you with a dog. She truly is the most vulgar person I've ever seen really on this show. She says some shit where I'm like, dude, okay, yeah. What?
I will fuck your dog with the Prevel cheese, and then he will eat my cooter, and I will shit in your sandwich, and you will like it.
Yeah, you're like oh, Captain Leela Joe was like, oh, this bitch is crazy.
His face, like, you could tell when he was like, oh, she's not kidding. Oh, like, I can't really. Like,
I can't get this angry at this person.
This is when I totally break on this person, even if I've gotten through the whole thing. Primary Brian has requested white glove service for all dinners. Oh, gentlemen servers you. Should be wearing bow ties and maybe shirtless.
Oh, yes. So he is being a bit of a creep.
Yeah.
On day two of their charter, Brian has requested an extremely formal English high tea at 4 p.m., fit for royalty. Do not go easy on the decor for this one. He wants fruit dipped in chocolate, like fresh figs and strawberries, decorated in black and white chocolate tuxedo outfits.
Okay. Wait,
the fruit?
They can...
Yes.
No, the berries themselves, right?
Yes.
Which
yes.
Also, I don't know if any of either of you have been to a high tea in London. I fucking have, yeah. All right? Several times. And not one of those times have I ever been served a fucking berry in a tuxedo suit, okay? And I've gone to Claridge's, if anybody out there is getting all fucking frilly with me and wants to know where the fuck I had my teas, I'll tell you, bitch, all right? Claridge's, one of the fucking fanciest places. It's very hard to get an appointment there, and I got one because I'm special. I've also had it at, what's the place that Kanye loves with the weird egg bathrooms? Starts with an S. I can't remember there. I've also done it at Harrods. I've also done it at the Savoy. I've had it there. So that's like at least four high teas. No strawberries and tuxedos. That guy's a piece of shit. I'm with her.
Wow, we did the deep dive.
He turned me. Just turned me. Now I have feelings. I didn't know I felt this way until I heard you say that.
Oh. All right. Well, I can't wait to see who this fucking guy is. I mean, we don't get to see him at all, but it's
I mean, well, here's the question. Like, obviously, are they going to cancel the charter?
Well, all right, let's get to that. Okay, so, yes.
Also, the ones that I was reading to you, the insane things specific about, like, the cheeses and the soups and everything, that was not the primary. What? The guy talking about his husband, he likes these cheeses, Bevel cheese, not Havarti cheese, that's not even the primary.
What?
So he's talking for his husband.
No, he's just talking about himself. You know, oh it's just God. That guy is being that specific, and he didn't pay for the fucking thing.
Jesus. Anyway. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and really break down the 36 hours before all this goes down. BRB. And we're back. Before the break, we were talking about how in 36 hours, Rachel is going to literally cut a human being into pieces and feed them to a charter, I guess. I don't know. Unclear as of now.
How much of this with Rachel is just that she had talked to her boyfriend who, A, she misses, who then told her how the world was ending because of coronavirus and then went right into this meeting. And it's not just about the preference sheets.
Well, yeah. Also, she's been drinking. We're watching her drink
since
all day.
The morning. Yes. Yeah. I'm so glad you mentioned that because I was going to say, there's also a little, there's a special sauce. She had, she's drinking Chateauneuf Puff, like de Puff.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. She was drinking the fancy.
She was drinking Lydia de Puff.
All I'm going to say is, I'm familiar with that region and it's delicious. But yeah, not a cheap wine early in the morning. She's shit-faced.
Yeah, and then literally, okay, well, we'll get to it. But the night before, we learned that when she gets drunk, she's literally a firecracker waiting to blow up in your face. But yeah, okay, so we're back, and Shane is fired, and no one's surprised. And Elizabeth's like, I could just, like, feel the energy that he would be, like, leaving. Like, the energy was there, like,
when you told me he was leaving, I, like, felt like he was gonna go then.
Yeah. I felt it in that moment. Like when you said Shane was fired, I was like, oh my mm-hmm. God, he's leaving, isn't he?
He's gonna leave. Now, I could not respect Rachel more for what she did in this moment.
Yes,
no one has the balls.
Is the legend of this season. She's like a
legend. Absolute legend.
Just so, no, I don't want to say goodbye.
Yes, well, they're like, everyone come on, say goodbye. And Shane goes, go get Rachel. And Francesca goes down and it's like, do you want to come say goodbye to Shane? And she's like, oh, is he leaving? No.
I'm good.
Also, you know where the fuck Rachel is. She only works in one room. Go yeah. fucking say goodbye to her if you care so goddamn much.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, she's like, I just don't like know you.
I just don't give a shit. Don't care. Have
I
a
don't
good time.
Work with you. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Goodbye, bro. Goodbye.
She's like, okay, now why would I say goodbye to this rando? No.
Yeah.
He's fired. He's bad at his job. Ta-ta for now, bitch.
He interrupted me when I was raging for my caviar. Yeah, fuck that like, guy.
Rachel, do you need any help? She's like, I'm going to cut your fucking penis
literally
off.
Slice someone the fuck open and yeah. use them for caviar.
Yeah, and he's like, I have to go take a nap. Bye.
Oh my God. God, yeah. Is Rachel one of my new favorite? Maybe Rachel's one of my new favorite people. Now that I think about it, honestly.
Is an all-star of this show.
Yeah, man. I didn't even think about that. I need to reconsider that in my heart, truly. Because she did some baller shit. Because I think you're right, man. I think she really did. She was already missing her boyfriend. Yeah. She's been drinking all morning. She doesn't like any of the people that she works with. I don't think she trusts Francesca for shit.
No.
She's just like, I'm literally the only thing keeping the tips coming in. Yeah. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And then to hear that the world is shutting down city, she's like, oh, fuck you. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was a real quick smart boss move. Like, mm-mm.
But, okay.
And also, still delivered great TV.
Yeah. She's just, the thing is that she's great TV. She doesn't give a fuck. She swears like a fucking sailor. That's the thing. She's on the wrong boat because she swears like a sailor, baby. Okay. So in the after show, we learn that Kate Chastain has worked with Rachel in the past. Like, she's been her chef on a boat on yachts before. So they know
but
each
didn't
other.
Did she speak well of her?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, she's really fun. But like, then she says, like, that's just what, how Rachel is. She quits. She comes back the next day. She's fine. She's just like, she's just one of the. But the thing is, like, we know that chefs are hotheads. It's like the one thing we've learned on this show
yes.
is that all these chefs are out of their minds.
Yes, like they're
on some other shit.
I also think these editors are fucking with us.
Okay,
because they seem. Like, she's saying some bullshit to Captain Lee.
But she
was. I don't think she was saying directly to Captain
yes,
Lee.
Yes, I don't think. I think everyone thought she was saying it to Captain Lee in the room, too, because she was looking at him. But she really
right.
was just talking to, you know, telling
yeah,
these.
The universe.
No, just telling these, like, guests to go fuck themselves and to suck her yeah. dick and to eat her cooter. But she's looking at Captain Lee. So we're at Captain Lee's like, what? Like, every. And then she's like, oh, no, not you.
When yeah. she said, eat my cooter, I was like, am I watching Party Down South?
I love it. I love it. And one, it also, it just reinforces how drunk she is, that she doesn't give a shit, where she's just like, eat my cooter.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Have
not
they
you.
Ever done a preference sheet meeting when someone was drunk?
I don't think, Rachel's a bit of a unicorn. I don't know.
Yeah. Does she act like that when she's not drunk? And it's also not uncommon for them to have like celebratory beers
yeah.
and beverages as they're like clearing ship, right? Like we've yeah. seen them drink before.
Yeah.
So I think she was trying to pull off she wasn't drunk, but we know when she's drunk, she gets a little spicy. So I think she had some in the tank. Well, I know she had a bunch in the tank. She was all weepy and shit. And if she was on her period too and PMSing, get out of here. That's
God.
A wrap.
And coronavirus, come on.
Get out of here. You fucking, you need to get dicked down. You're bleeding. No one's there to eat your cooter. You know what I mean? Whether
eat
you're asking
cooter,
me to
please.
Or not. and now this rainbow unicorn cheese platter? Come on, get out of here.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, well. I can't wait for the next episode, honestly. Well, anyway, Francesca calls a stew meeting to be like, Ash, I fucking love you, Ash. You are just like me. You're me, Ash. And then she's like, Ash, you can go. Elizabeth, you suck dick. I hate you. I regret promoting you. I don't know what I'm doing. It's British, Australian, who knows?
Ash, but- Ash, hold on. Ash, I forgot to say another thing. You're the best person I've ever met. Anyway, who are you again?
But listen, I'm just feeling really hurt because I came onto this boat with like open, positive energy and I've been willing to learn. And I didn't ask to be the second Stu, but like no one's ever talked to me like this before. I am very pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, you know, you, Francesca, you know, you promoted her prematurely. Everyone was like, 100%. why did you just promote her? She literally just handed Captain Lee a wet shirt. Like, what are you doing? That's on you, honey.
In other seasons, like they'll give them as a reward for a job well done. Even if somebody gets promoted, they don't need extra stripes. Nobody up top cares that there's a second stew.
No.
At all. Also, I just think about past seasons and it's like, just put her in the laundry. Like, that's where you put someone when they suck and you have this great person in the laundry. Yeah.
Simone that girl.
Just Simone that bitch. Absolutely. Put her in the fucking laundry. You know what I mean?
Well, as we realize
it's
soon,
dangerous.
The laundry
to put her
is
in the
where
laundry.
She makes her mustard gas.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because that's not something you learn as a fucking child. Are you kidding me?
I didn't know that. But I don't fuck around with bleach like that.
Well, they're not talking about, they have to talk specifically about what kind of soap. If it is any sort of ammonia in that soap, which chances are in those commercial cleansers that they're using, it does have ammonia. Ammonia plus bleach is fucking gas.
Yeah.
You know what? I guess what I have always known, which I didn't know why. You put in bleach, you know, later, you know, like after
bleach
a third
always,
of the way through the cycle.
It also always has to be diluted. And something tells me that dumb bitch didn't
dilute it.
That's
after the water fills up. Yeah. Then you put the bleach.
Or even
in
if you're cleaning your house, you only need like a tablespoon of bleach to like a quart of water. And you can put in Tide, like a powdered laundry powder with bleach. That's fine. No more than like a teaspoon.
Okay.
But if you were mixing equal parts of like a Murphy soap or any sort of like industrial cleaner, any soaping cleaning agent that is not just like Dawn dish soap, you're fucked. You cannot mix chemicals ever.
You know, you're like really smart.
Hey, man, listen.
Holy shit.
I'm Mexican and we are born with an understanding of how chemical agents for cleaning mix and don't mix well together. Otherwise, as a people, we don't live, right? You know what I mean? It's part of my heritage. They're like, hey, you were born. Here's how you clean stuff. You know, it's just, you're welcome. Yeah.
I get it.
Huh. So yeah, Elizabeth's like, well, Francesca is a Gemini, so she has two sides to her. So I really have to figure out how to please both sides. While I personally would be like, why don't you just figure out how to do your damn job?
Yeah. Yes. I don't know what sign you are, but something tells me you're whatever sign doesn't pay the fuck attention. you're the sign that doesn't
listening.
Retain information. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I would just connect back in.
Well, it's like, yes, compared to Izzy, who was when she was a stew, yes, you move a little faster, but take Izzy away and bitch, you are slow. You're not moving that much faster.
And she's like, oh, what's that? You wanted me to set the table? I'm going to take every fork out and put them on a floor first. And then I'm going to pick the four I want to set the table. And then I'm going to go do the cabins. And then I'm going to come back and put all those forks back in the cabinet.
Yeah. I do feel like Francesca will be like, but I'm sorry, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm doing this. And then Francesca's like, well, you need to be doing this. And I'm like, I don't even know what she's supposed to be doing. Very unclear. Man.
Overall, I don't want to underestimate the amount of work that needs to be done on these boats, right? Like, I get it. There's a lot of stuff. People are very demanding. Yeah. But it seems to me, and every single season, everyone is always overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where all of the laundry comes from. Why is there so much? I don't understand.
Well, I guess because they're doing the entire cruise laundry and then also the guest laundry. But like day because they have three outfits, I assume.
It's 3 days. How much laundry are they doing?
Well, that's what I think. Like, it's like it's all crew stuff because they have to probably wash the
crew. Right. Whatever.
They have three outfits a day for the entire crew. And that adds up.
That's wild.
You know, like I think about my own laundry and I'm like, how do I have this much laundry? I wear the same pair of underwear for 3 days.
Right.
how would I ever do multiple loads in a single day? But I do it.
I don't know. I'm just, I just feel like there needs to be a better organizational for like these tasks. Like it just seems to be like all over the fucking place. It's like, you have the same 9 things you guys are doing. Just do them. And everyone all these stews seem to be confused by the order of operations. Like they're all like, so wait, do I clean up the mess? Oh, okay. I clean the mess.
Now, is that written down anywhere?
So cleaning means that like I pick the things up. Mm-hmm. And then put them away. Okay.
And I work here. Okay.
Wait, this is not a vacation? Mm-mm. Okay.
I thought we were supposed to be like having fun.
Listen, isn't there like a beach club somewhere? Yeah. I don't know. I need to take a swim. This is hard.
Everything is so hard. I haven't slept in 10 days. It's like, yes, bitch, you know what the job is.
Yeah, that part I definitely feel for them because I love to fucking sleep. Yeah, I do too. I don't know. Like, I would be just like spun out on fucking espresso.
Yeah.
So hard. I just would be like, meh, constantly. There's no way I'd be able to make it.
Yeah. So,
Taking sunshine naps.
I'm kind of surprised you got in that much trouble over it. I guess you just had to tell Eddie you were doing it. I don't know.
You don't take naps. You don't take naps in the middle of the day at work.
According to him on After or whatever, Watch What Happens Live, he had finished all his work, so he thought it'd be okay. But he didn't tell Eddie, so what are you going to do?
Also, if you want to find a nice, quiet place to steal a nap, what you shouldn't do is go into your boss's bedroom.
I know. Right, where you sleep with your boss. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no secrets in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's when you're like, hey, I'm going to take a walk on the dock. You know what I mean? And you go take your folding chair and you stick it up behind the bait shack or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Are there bait shacks on yacht decks? I don't know. And
then you go in the bilge. You get a fucking hammock.
Yeah,
man. See?
Yeah.
We're in here recording, but, you know, we're quiet usually.
Yeah,
dude, every office I've ever had, I've always had a secret nap spot. So I don't respect anyone that doesn't.
I call it my secret watch television on my phone spot, but I see what you're saying.
Same diff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Sure. Yeah. It's the new time.
It's like always the bathroom.
In college, when I would have days where I was just on campus all day and like couldn't go back home and nap, like I had my nap spots. Like literally it would be like in study rooms under desks. I'll just like the ones that like are like, I don't even know. They're like high up so you can like stand at them. I would like set up underneath a desk where no one could see me and sleep under a desk with my backpack as a pillow. Like crazy person, like as if I was in the cold status, just like, I am out of my mind. I need a nap. And it was just like, it worked. Because in college, no one gives a shit. They're like, yeah, you need a nap. Take a nap. Yeah.
No, that's brilliant. I did the same thing. Our library had a media center in the basement that people kind of forgot existed and never went down there. And they rented movies and shipped it in the halls. They had these big, like, benches. Like, those, like, doctor's office waiting benches. So I'd go down there. And I would just straight up lay down. It was well lit. People would walk by constantly. Nobody fucking bothered me. It was awesome. Because it was like, oh, this is, yeah. This is a great place to take a nap. Shit, I should remember this. I should come back and nap here. This is a good place. You got to do that in college. You got to get those sleeps.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, I love sleep. Okay.
I was never really much of a napper, but I could tell you everywhere on campus you could smoke weed.
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Where? Maybe not.
It's called outside, son. Yeah. I went to school in California.
Oh, yeah. No, I had to travel deep into the woods. It was really just that one place.
Where did you go to school? Oh, you're in the East Coast, though. That's right. Y'all just all narcs. Oh. Okay. Let's move forward. I don't even care where you went to school.
Nerds?
I said narcs.
Narcs.
Oh, narcs. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Izzy's crying in her room just casually, and James is like, are you crying? James is so soft-spoken. Are you crying? She's like, yeah, I just cry to get my stress out, because she's all worried now that Shane's been fired that, like, literally the person carrying the team, her, is also going to get fired because Eddie has to speak to them and like stroke fear in them for no reason. It's like, why would you put that in their heads that they could also be fired when they are the two people who are actually working?
That's what I didn't get. I felt so bad for her. She, like, as somebody who like suffers from anxiety and like has hard, like, ideas for myself. I can totally get where she was coming from, but it was nice to see that. I need to remember that next time I get myself worked up in a tizzy, because Izzy tizzies aren't worth it. She should have been that way. But poor Eddie, though. Eddie was just like putting it on thick, and that's what I didn't understand. It was like, Captain Lee was just trying to help you out by threatening them so that it was easier to fire fucking Sunshine. Why are you giving these two a hard... Now you're going to make things worse by stressing them out.
Yeah. You know what they should do?
It was unfortunate.
Fire everyone.
Start fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Fire everyone and do the season as an oops all captains.
Oh, God, Nick. Too many captains. You know that.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
We get Sandy in captain. Here. We get, yeah.
I want
we get
Sandy
Marcus
on, I want
boat.
Sandy on tablescapes. I want to see how well she can do.
Oh, my God.
We got Glenn in there running around doing everything.
What was sailing yacht? Was that Glenn?
Glenn,
that's Glenn, yeah. And that then Marcus and Sandy were the two.
Marcus Glenn, doesn't
what a dream.
Marcus counts. He's legit. He did a whole season.
Yeah, but then they replaced him for Sandy.
I don't even remember Marcus.
He was season one of Med Captain.
Yeah, he was kind of like if a college football coach was a captain.
Yeah.
And
he just didn't care.
He was over it.
I might have to go back. See, I'm telling you, there's stuff I've forgotten.
There's some stuff I wish I could forget. But when you live a seafarer's life like I do, you can't forget nothing.
We did learn that, like, Izzy's like, I had a really nice childhood, and I was the baby of the family, and everyone still calls me Bubby. But then my parents divorced when I was 17, and that was devastating. And now when I get anxious, I completely fall apart. And I'm like, oh, my God, same girl, except for the, like, happy family part.
Yeah. Like, I'm also just like, work through that trauma.
All right, everybody, take a drink. Anna has talked about her bad relationship with her parents, mostly in the past, but still some now.
Is that a drinking? Is that part of the drinking game?
We're starting it today.
That's fucked up.
Oh, ding, 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 ding. Come on, hit it.
Fine, take a drink. Chugga, chugga. You know how it goes. I don't personally agree with this drinking game choice, but...
It's not about you.
Yeah, it's not about me. I take what I can, you know? God, it's depressing. Okay, yeah, so the crew gets off work and they go out to dinner. And Rachel, man, this is my favorite. This is when I get excited, when Rachel goes... I'm going to get wasted tonight. I'm like, finally, let's do this. I'm
especially
pumped.
Considering she has been drinking all day already.
She's
when a person
quit.
And quit. A person who has a straight buzz on. Oh, wait, this is before she quit,
yeah,
though,
she
right?
Quit
this is leading
yet.
Into
this is leading up to her having a full meltdown.
So she hasn't been drinking yet. So let me rephrase that. Yeah, this is her. You're right. This is her just saying, I'm ready to get fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, in the car ride, whatever, van ride to the restaurant, Eddie's, like, talking to Francesca. He's like, hey, do you like dad bods or do you like hot bods? And she's like, both? And he's like, because he's Eddie.
Yeah.
He's the worst. Which makes me think, do you think he has a girlfriend this time? And do you think he's going to gaslight another woman after hooking up with them like he did to Rocky?
No, I think he's too busy. He's just been too boring.
Yeah,
I just don't think it's gonna happen. I don't feel like that.
I feel like
he probably
came
does
back.
Have a boring girlfriend.
I know. Yeah, but I do feel like he only came back because he decided that he was not going to make a fool of himself on TV. He's like so afraid of being looking like a fool. Like that's his whole obsession is to not look like a fool
because he looked like a fool.
Yeah, but before. It's like, let it go. Just admit that you did something wrong and move forward with your life.
And
also, you can't be on a reality show without looking like a fool.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say, Nick. That's exactly it. Like, that is part of the, like, appearance fee.
Doesn't mean we won't like you.
Yes, precisely. Yeah. We might like you more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't understand that. Like, if you're here, come on. I want you fucking slamming White Claws in that van on the way to dinner. You know what I mean? I don't want you sipping
like
White Claws.
Like, Rachel's just slamming.
Yes.
So at the dinner, Rachel and Elizabeth are clearly the drunkest. And they, like, high five and break a wine glass. And then, like, Rachel starts creeping on James by being like, you can be, like, physically. Like, I don't even know what she's saying. Like, you can be physically in touch. I'm like spiritually in touch. Oh, was that too much for you? And James is like, this is getting deep.
This is getting dirty.
She's basically trying to be like, have you heard of Sting? Yeah, well, he fucks his wife for hours. I'm going to hover my puss over your face and not touch it for hours. We're going to be spiritually fucking. I'm going to look at you and you're going to look at me and I'm going to be like, oh my God. Oh, I feel it. Oh my God, I feel it. I hate tricks like that where it's just like, get out of here.
It's like, tone it the fuck down. We get it. You have a crystal in your bra.
Fucking, yeah, I was going to say her bra comes off and fucking rocks just fall over. Fucking break his tooth. It's just like,
she's like, pebble fountain. I needed them. The energy was so bad.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She's got to like scooch out her yoni egg before she actually gets to it.
She's for sure into goop. There is no way she is not into goop.
100%. She's got goop tattooed on the inside of her thigh.
That's okay. Also, Rachel, holy shit. This is like the first sign of Rachel's like drunk behavior. She's like staring out to sea and they're like, Rachel.
This is my favorite.
And when she turns her head and looks at them, she is not seeing any. Her eyes look like they are just seeing through space. Like she is not there anymore.
Like, you know when you watch cartoons and they show people drunk with X's or just spirally eyes? Yeah. That's what her eyes look like. Yeah. She had cartoon drunk eyes.
She just turns around and is just like...
And like, also, how amazing to stare into the sea.
Yeah.
With desperation and sadness.
With beer goggles. Can I ask you guys a question? Anna, I know that you're watching this show. Lydia, I don't know about you. The flight attendant.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, I unfortunately did watch some of this show, yes.
Okay, it's not good. Here's what I have to say is my biggest problem with it. Mm-hmm. The character, Kaylee Cuoco's character, is supposed to be always drunk. Mm-hmm. And like constantly just embarrassing herself and just fall over drunk.
Yeah.
Now, as an actor, she never seems drunk. She does not play drunk at all. She just, all the other characters come up to her and like, you got a problem. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then as the viewer, like, I don't either.
I think that's her character choice, is she's trying to act like a person who's in that place that doesn't really think they have a problem, so therefore they wouldn't be exhibiting any problems because to them there isn't any, and it's always an outside perception.
Is wrong. I just know too many alcoholics who are embarrassing
they're a mess.
Every night.
Yeah, they're a mess. But that person probably doesn't see themselves that way.
Interesting. It is true. Like a part of the through line of the show is that she changes her memories to fit what she wants or whatever.
Because she doesn't see the reality, which is she's a fucking mess.
So maybe we're
every
not
person
seeing
who's
how,
like that.
We're seeing her view, which is that she's like fine. But I mean, look, we're really analyzing this dumb show way too much.
Yeah.
And let's face it. Rachel doesn't know she's that fucked up either. Or she does, and she doesn't give a fuck.
No.
Like Rachel's whole plan was to get smashed.
Yeah.
Like the espresso martinis, quote unquote, keep you up and drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember that first night when we learned like we were going to have to go into lockdown in March, like with coronavirus. And then there was like a few days where we're like, these are the last days. And then it's like, let's get fucked up.
Yeah.
It's that kind of feeling where she found out about it. And it's like, you got to go back there yourself.
Yeah.
Where That's were true. You when you thought we were all going to die?
I ordered a case of wine from Can-Al and went and picked it up.
There
I just wanted
is.
To make sure, and I bought a whole bunch of weed.
Yeah,
and then a race war started, and it all ran out.
Yeah. So. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
I did go buy an ounce of weed on that weekend.
Yeah. No, I had like an ounce of weed. I had like 500 milligrams worth of edibles. Like I had a lot of intoxicants. I had literally had a case of French wine, and it was like by like that Tuesday, I was like, and I gotta I. It was not enough.
I think you're a good candidate for Anna and I's new obsession, which is the Nug Club. Are you familiar with this?
Already, bitch. Already. I've had that shit forever.
I went to see Superbad this weekend.
That was the movie? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they paying you? Don't talk about them unless they paid you. Don't talk about them unless they're giving you free
Anna,
weed.
Anna used my code. So.
All I'm saying is you're giving them precious cast time.
I have no problem giving them podcast time. I love this company.
Okay.
And that's okay to say because there's a lot of bad companies out there.
I support you. I support you. A little FYI, if you didn't know, I don't know if you got it in your box if we're going to talk about weed. It came with Tyson Ranch this month. Tyson Ranch, also known, it is Mike Tyson's weed company, but they are growing some of the best weed ever. And that Tyson Ranch weed is amazing. It just got added to the add-ons. If you are a smart person, you will go buy at least 2/8 of the toad and you can thank me next month.
It's like, it's Weed Ranch?
Yeah, Tyson Weed. Tyson Ranch is the name of the weed. Is the name of the weed. He owns a line of weed. Cool. And his growers are amazing and the genetics are phenomenal.
I did get that. Sorry, I thought you were talking about like ranch, like the condiment.
Oh, the dressing? No. I also am a fan of the ranch. But that is funny. Stoner related.
I was about to say, I don't get the edibles.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, Tyson Ranch.
Got it. Yes, weed. I did actually get the Tyson Ranch.
And I think it was like a driver, Sunday driver or something like that was the one that they put in.
Was it an indica?
It is.
I don't get indicas.
Are you a non-indica smoker? Does indica have a place in your life?
No. Indica is only if I have trouble sleeping.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, then don't get the toad. The toad is a very heavy indica.
Yeah.
I like indicas. Sativa, I cannot smoke too much sativa. It makes me crazy. I'm already an anxious person, so I drive myself nuts when I smoke too much sativa.
That's so funny when people say that, you know, it's like, just cause that's what I smoke all the time. And, if I smoke an indica, I'm like, I feel like I got hit by a truck, but you know,
different strokes, different folks. I'm an old lady. Yeah. I've been smoking weed for a very long time and I smoke a lot of weed. So,
I need that this weekend.
Oh, congratulations. I wish I could go back.
Didn't you dumb. Shut up. All right, let's get back. Actually, let's take another quick break and we'll be right back to finish out this silly episode. And we're back. What a time to be alive. Yes. Okay, so Rachel turns and looks at, I think, Francesca and is like blacked out with like the darkest expression of dismay on her face. And she's like, I just want to be with Vincenzo, my little man. She keeps calling him little, which is like, what is he actually like a little? Like he's smaller than you? Is that, or are you just like, that's your pet name for him? Unclear.
Either way, I mean, he might be a short man. She said in the truck, she likes him short, fat, and funny, right?
Is that what she said? Okay.
She did. In her spot, that was her input in the dad bod conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. And so in the van ride back, Elizabeth is also drunkenly complaining to Eddie about Francesca. And Rachel just loses it. And she's like, oh, shut up. Nobody cares. Suck it up and do the work.
I loved it.
It's like, dude.
I love a do the work convo the day before you quit because you don't want to do the work.
Right? Yeah. I also love that she just was like, I loved watching her just literally face plant into the back. Like she's in the back and then you just see her just face plant into the seat like, oh God, like she can't even physically handle it.
Yeah. And Elizabeth's like, oh no. And it's like, I wouldn't worry about this like drunk monster. Okay. Like she's out of control. And then Eddie's like, Rachel gets really dark when she drinks. And it's like, you don't say. So back on the boat, James starts working out because sure, why not? And then Rachel,
that doesn't make any sense to me. Didn't he drink? Like, how do you get drunk and then work out? I don't know.
I don't know. He's British. I don't know what's going on. He's like, hey, it's a good time to work out. I'm like, what are you doing? Go to bed, you weirdo. But yeah, Rachel grabs a bottle of Fireball and goes to chat with Eddie and is like, will you switch rooms with me? Francesca sucks. And he's like, no, not at all. But then he says he'll help her more in the galley, which I'm like, are you guys friends? Do you like?
I guess. I've
never seen you guys interact before.
Or like he washed her dishes once. So she appreciated that. He may also be like the least annoying person to her because she said the least amount of interactions.
Yeah.
So she's like, I think I like you. I think I trust you.
With Francesca, she's like, there's like too much shit going on in the interior. Like, I don't want to listen to her. She's basically like, I don't want to be her friend because she's always trying to like have conversations with me. Like, I'm not interested.
Yeah. Rachel doesn't strike me as the kind of chick that's super into girl time. Right. No. Like, she's not who you call to be like, can I just FaceTime you and I trade these outfits on and you tell me which one? I could see her being like, why would I do that?
She's like, that suck it up.
Suck it up. Pick a dress.
Up. Nobody cares. This is also the same woman, need I remind you guys, who left her purse in the airport and had it robbed. Like, who are you? Okay, so it's officially
the next day.
We are on day two, baby, of this episode. So everyone's convinced that Elizabeth and James kissed, even though they didn't. It's like, okay, like what's, yeah, I don't know.
Like, and also,
wait,
like,
how do we know they didn't?
Because we saw them hanging out and then go to bed. In their
and
separate
like the zero
rooms.
Energy. That yeah. sounds like a real, like a producer / editor. Let's see if we can make fetch happen.
Yeah.
Storyline. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where they're like, oh, yeah. let's, did you, don't you think they kissed? I'm like, did they fucking kiss? I don't know. Will you just ask her? Ask her if they yeah. kissed. Ask
and then
her if
James
they kissed.
Is like, no.
No.
We didn't kiss.
I was like, he's being coy. I'm like, nah, it sounds like he just doesn't care to engage no. with this.
Well, whatever. So, okay. So thus begins the laundry debacle. So Rachel has to bleach a shirt and she's asking for help. And Francesca's like, well, the instructions, then read those, but take it outside. But Elizabeth, I guess, starts the process, but by what appears of putting bleach and maybe some soap in a tub and then leaving it in the laundry and just gets distracted and goes to do other work. And then
like she makes an effort to like, pour it out into the sink, and then she stops herself because she feels like maybe that's not what you do. And she's like, oh, well, whatever. And yeah. then just, I didn't understand that it. Half step.
She leaves it in the laundry room and then just like fucks off. And then Francesca's like, I'm starting to feel dizzy. And then Ash and Elizabeth are also like, yeah, I'm also starting to feel dizzy. Yeah. And so dummies. Francesca calls the engineers in. So while this is happening, Captain Lee's getting pissed off because he keeps seeing James cleaning the same spots that Izzy and Eddie just did. So he's like, God damn it. Ah, God damn it. What a bunch of idiots. And then he goes out there like, James, didn't she just clean this spot? And he's like, well, I don't know. I'm James. And it's just like, what?
I'm not really here to clean, mate. I'm here to take my shirt off every four scenes and make coy comments.
Sorry,
I'm sorry.
We
I have no more depth.
God damn it. A bunch of idiots. It's like, what do you think this is, Captain Lee? At the end, it's like, yes, you're on a reality show. They're not going to hire the most proficient people.
Oh, God.
Bunch of idiots. He just thinks everyone's an idiot. It's so funny.
I love it. I yeah. love him for it.
They do not pay enough to get people who are competent.
No. And I don't want competent people on this boat.
Yeah.
I
no,
want.
No, for sure. I want a boat full of Milas.
Oh, bless her. Every inch of her. Oh, she was really great, wasn't she?
Yeah. My favorite character of all time.
Oh, she was fantastic.
A nutball.
Yeah, because she's like truly a character.
Her
like, I don't
nachos
believe she exists.
Were legendary.
Nachos. She's
legendary.
Like, what? Nachos. Like, you didn't even put cheese on them.
Yeah. East Americans love nachos. They're delicious. Russia, we don't have cheese. We
know. In Siberia. Yeah.
Siberia. Oh, she's the best.
Yeah, so, oh, this is a great reveal. We get to meet one of our ghost work crew members.
Oh,
Engineer
yeah.
Mario appears. We call them ghosts because you never see them. They're not allowed to be right. on camera unless there's something really happening, like a gas bomb. But
to take a drink.
Why? Oh, is that also it? Oh, okay. All right, guys.
Yeah, that's what
take
it started
drink.
As. I don't know what you have morphed it into.
I forget. All right. Chug it, chug it. Have a drink. I forgot all our drinking games. That's why Nick's here. Honestly, that's the only reason I have a co-host. Yeah, so Engineer Mario appears and he's like, is there something solvent? It smells like something solvent. And Elizabeth's like, no, we're not using any chemicals. I'm like, bitch, you are using bleach.
Such a dumb bitch. Such a dumb bitch.
Like, there's bleach in the house, honey.
It's a chemical. Also, I really want to know how much bleach. She must have literally filled that do you know, like, it yeah. takes a lot, like, that's a lot of bleach. She yeah. must have filled that entire tub with bleach with, like, a bit of water. I'm trying to figure it out in my head of, like, why you would use that much bleach. Also, just to bleach a shirt?
Unclear what's going, like, her head is filled with crystals, like, and nothing else.
Like, if the chef has, like, oil spots, too, like, that might not even be the right thing. Like, you got to spot bleach it, and then you soak. I don't know, man. The laundress in me is disappointed. Yeah. Disappointed.
That was
making a whole chemical bomb. Incredible.
She made a bomb.
A chemical bomb. Literally gas mask worthy.
Permanent. That's like you think someone's stupid and then they make a bomb and you're like,
So you can sense energy, but you can't fucking smell chemical deconstructants. Like,
I love that they got lightheaded. Like, it fully like got dangerous to the point where they became ill.
Yeah. And Engineer Mario's like, everybody out.
Out of here, please. Let me, and you know what? I would pay money to hear the conversations that they had amongst themselves off camera. These dumb bitches. Like, you know, like, that is just where I'm just like, oh my God, these guys are probably like, they're gonna fucking kill us. Yeah. Why am I on this boat? They're gonna fucking kill us.
Yeah, everyone's like hey, can we keep an eye on Elizabeth?
She's just almost killed us and five other people.
Yeah.
Can I get a 10-course tasting menu and not be killed?
Yeah. So can I have 3 dead stews, please? Yes.
So while this is all happening, maybe Rachel's also like chemically poisoned because she's like crying and asking her boyfriend to fly out and visit her. And he's like, yeah, I'll try, but I can't promise anything. We're facing a lot of coronavirus and they're starting to isolate the cities. And she's like, what? She starts being like, and I'm like.
Like ugly crying. They only shot her from the waist up. That's how you know it was bad.
Yeah. I was like, oh,
they didn't even get that over the shoulder into the mirror. They're like, oof, it's bad.
Yeah.
She's going to kill us. She's been drinking since 7.
Let's not there's like, she's currently being poisoned by like mustard gas situation. It's just like so bad.
I didn't even think about the crew that was down there. No. Think about if you were like got killed while being a camera operator on Below Deck because some dumb bitch made mustard gas.
I know. So Engineer Mario, he discovers the bleach situation and reports it to Captain Lee. And Captain Lee's like, well, that's not good. It's like, okay.
Eventful response. Yeah. I was expecting so much more from him than just, huh.
Yeah, he's like, there seems to be a World War II mustard gas situation down there. Well, but he's that's like, God, not good.
Damn it, if he cleans that spot one more time, I'm going to lose my shit. Yeah, but like sir, there's mustard gas in the galley.
The worst place to have it, which is the bottom of the boat, because it can only rise. It's like, totally. Everyone's gonna die.
Oh my god. That's yeah. So funny.
So I looked it up and it says mustard gas is when bleach comes into contact with ammonia.
Yep.
Right. There
now,
we go.
What was it? I thought it was soap.
Soap, like detergent.
But they're probably using though a chemical like an industrial soap that might have some element of ammonia or ammonia like something in there.
Yeah.
Like oil soaps and like other weird cleaners like Fabulosos or like shit that has funky shit in it.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're probably using industrial cleaners as opposed to like household stuff.
Yeah.
So even a little bit of ammonia will fuck you up pretty bad.
Yeah. Cool. So Mario tells Francesca that someone mixed bleach with soap and which it was mustard gas in World War II, which she's like, Okay. Thank you for telling me. And then she's like, this is a massive fuck up. Missive fuck up. I can't do an Australian accent very well. It always turns into New Zealander. This is a massive fuck up.
Oh, don't act like you can do a New Zealand accent.
Plus, I always get the two just like blur together. I go to New Zealander for my Australian.
It's the same.
Missive. It's a missive fuck up.
Australians love it when you say it's the same accent.
No. Well, anyway, she's like, you put the crew in danger and you made the interior look bad. But then Rachel's like, but like, I've done this before and it's never been a problem. And it's like, you've been mustard gassing all your former yachts, bitch.
My God.
But she says it's okay if you do it outside.
Yeah. Because
it's just you can't do it inside. All right, it's confusing. I don't know.
But she didn't. And she's like, I made a mistake. Am I going to get fired? She's being so annoying in this one. It's like Rachel.
She was Nick Kroll's PR lady character.
Yeah. Liz, the Liz's. Yeah.
I made a mistake, Liz.
Yeah. And it's like, I think at this point you need to start apologizing and just chill the fuck out, because you're like crying and being like, oh my God, can't you give me another chance? It's like, stop. Francesca's going to kill you. She is not a chill person. But anyway, Rachel's, of course, drinking in this. This is like the lead up to Rachel losing her shit. She's like drinking outside. And Francesca's like, I think I'm going to have her fired. And she's like, yeah, girl, I support whatever you want to do. Totally. Whatever. I'm not really listening. Like, I have my own issues. Like, I really want to fuck Vincenzo.
I need that little short-dick man.
And she's like, no, no. There was a mustard gas situation in the crew mess. And she's like, yeah, I get you, girl. I support you 100%. Oh, just like getting drunker.
Right. She also just like, you can tell she's like, we know she already doesn't have patience for Francesca. So I totally agree. She's like, yeah, girl, for sure. Sounds wild.
Like, yeah. Elizabeth should be promoted again. She's like, what?
Yeah, go talk to him. Well, and also Francesca gets mad.
Well, okay. So, Francesca goes to talk to Captain Lee to ask to fire Elizabeth. And he's like, I can't risk it. I've already let someone go. Maybe after the next charter, we'll consider it. But she really has to step it up and stop creating gas bombs, okay?
I never thought I'd have to say this.
God damn it.
Tell her to go back to bringing me wet shirts. Yeah. And also, I want my coffee to be a little bit sweeter.
Yeah. And then, like, while this is happening, Elizabeth's talking to Rachel, who clearly, again, has no idea what's going on. Like, she's being like, yeah, so, like, I just feel like Francesca thinks I'm, like, a big old dum-dum. And, like, I don't know how to show her that I'm, like, just a small old dum-dum. And, like, I really just don't know what to do. And Rachel's like, yeah, totally, girl. Like, I support you 100%. You should go talk to Captain Lee about this.
Because she literally has, same response.
Yeah, she has no idea what's going on. And then Francesca comes out and gets upset. Like, how could you tell her to go above my head? And then Elizabeth tries to talk to Francesca. Francesca's like, no. And then from Rachel's drunk ass advice, Elizabeth calls Captain Lee and is like, can I talk to you?
I'm pretty.
Yeah, and Captain Lee's like,
fire,
sure.
Because I'm pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. So she goes.
Vibes.
My vibe is a little pretty.
She goes to Captain Lee.
She's like, I'm like just trying to figure out what's going on. Am I fired?
Which this was so I felt so embarrassed for her, because I was like, first of all, you need to apologize for creating a bomb, gas bomb.
First off.
Yeah. You need to acknowledge what you've done instead of being like, am I fired? I was so like, fuck.
I like the move to ask if you're fired.
No.
It's so
you're like,
funny.
Don't keep me in suspense. I will leave immediately.
Right now.
Just tell me.
But also, I think it's silly for Francesca to get upset at Rachel about that, because Rachel just said the same thing to both of them. She's like, go talk to Captain Lee. Like, she wasn't like, yeah, girl, you definitely deserve better. Like, she just said, I don't know. He's got good advice.
Yeah,
like,
she's
like,
she's basically trying to get out of the conversation.
Where I'm standing, I'm literally standing in a corner of a boat behind like a pillar drinking this bottle of wine I've obviously stolen from the ship's fucking pantry. You could both just leave me the fuck alone while I drink this $400 bottle of wine before I quit this job. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. She does like what she was doing what I do when I'm trying to get out of a conversation. I'm just agreeing, honey. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just agreeing and being like, please leave me alone.
Sounds great.
Well, Captain Lee's like, no, you're not fired. On the your future on this boat depends on your performance. Just very neutral. Yeah. And she's like, oh, okay. Thank you. And then an alarm starts going off and Captain Lee's like, I just can't win. Just like, and then they don't ever acknowledge what that alarm was. It's like the mustard gas alarm, maybe.
Yeah, right. Oh God, it cracks me up to like him trying to talk to. Have we gotten to the part where like he's talking to Rachel about like maybe staying?
Well, that's what he's doing. He's just being like,
right?
It just
during
depends.
That, like, yeah, like, are you gonna stay? Just and also, what was his idea behind having her cook The first meal?
That's at the end. That's his last ditch effort to make her. Okay, yeah. So we'll get to that. So basically, I thought it was very nice how Captain Lee addressed Elizabeth in that moment, because he could have easily been like, bitch, don't go over your superior. I don't care. This is your problem. Stop creating gas bombs.
Yeah.
But he was like, you know, it just depends if you do well. And she's like, I will totally step it up. And he's like, cool.
Whatever.
Yeah. And then Rachel apologizes to Francesca. But then Francesca, she's like, sorry, I honestly have been drinking so much. I don't know who I am. And Francesca's like, Francesca's being such a dick to her. She's like, I don't trust you or Elizabeth. Neither of you have my back. And it's like, what? Who cares?
Who needs to have your back? Yeah. Do you have your back? Yeah. Do you know what you're doing?
Do you have
an opinion?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that you do. That's like, the whole thing, is like her whole way of handling this whole season has just been attempting to micromanage, but doing it poorly. Like, she's literally just trying to do everything herself and then just gets upset when things are not right.
Yeah. And then not communicating anything to Rachel. So at this point, Rachel can't trust you. So you're out here being like, also read the room. Clearly Rachel's just drunk and a mess. Like, she clearly doesn't care that she she's just apologizing. Like, I'm sorry, I've been drinking. I honestly don't know what the issue was. She created a what? What happened? Like, whatever. She has no idea what's going on.
I mean, but did she get to pack that shirt? That's what I want to know. The shirt that got bleached. Did that one stay behind?
I wonder if they just took it outside or what happened, because they never really...
Right?
They're like, I heard they threw it on the boat next door and it exploded.
So stupid. All right. So this is where it really pops off. It's the next charter meeting with Rachel, Eddie, Captain Lee, and Francesca. And before this, Francesca's being a dick to James, because James is like, where do I put this laundry? And she's like, what a stupid question. In the fridge. What do you think?
Also, I kind of agree with her. Like, you fucking idiot. Maybe you put it where you put the rest of your laundry, the other three charters. Yeah. Where the fuck do you put your laundry, bro?
Hey, can you name all the rooms around here? Oh.
But I do think in her situation where she already feels like Rachel and Elizabeth don't have her back, like, why would she create another enemy? Like, she did in that moment create another enemy in James, because he was like, I don't know you anymore. No one crosses James.
Yeah, he got real feelings all of a sudden, right? Yeah,
it's like,
I guess that's where you draw the line. If you're mean to him, he's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Look at me. That's enough. You understand my whole thing is that I'm a fuck boy or a shag lad. But there's no one to fuck. I need something else. I've got to be more than this.
Look at me, mates. I'm cheery.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It is true. He rarely has any emotions, but he was finally like, I'm upset. And you're like, you're not showing too much, but okay.
That's why I have to say it out loud.
Mummy had her feelings hurt. Well, okay, so we learned some guy, Brian Guarnieri is coming. And he's
Justin Guarino.
Justin Guarini's coming. And it's a realtor he's a realtor. Guarini, he's a former American Idol star and now a realtor from North Carolina. He's coming on board.
With very particular needs about Chase.
Yes, yeah. He has a soul patch.
Little sweet one.
All right, go start going through their likes and dislikes, Nick. I know we already kind of did it, but...
Oh, we already did this. The primary, there wasn't anything there on the primaries. And then all the crazy stuff was from his friend. And then there was another friend who had just a totally normal preference sheet. And then the itinerary that talked about the tuxedo fruit. And the naked men delivering. Like, he thinks the fucking stews are all dudes.
Huh. Wait. Okay. Yeah. So it's an all dude crew coming, apparently. And the primary didn't put anything on his preference sheet.
The primary's preference sheet is not in the shot, is what I'm saying.
Mm. Okay.
It's just his picture and then like where he's from.
Interesting. Yeah. You're right. Okay. Huh. Yeah. Okay. So I guess all his friends are just monsters, which I guess.
No, it's just one guy. We only have video proof of one crazy friend, who is the bald guy. And he's got like a name that sounds like he might as well be named Rich.
Wycliffe Shreve, who's in that picture of him smiling in front of the. Oh, yeah. Yes. He's basically like Lex Luthor's like shitty brother. hey, Lex, who's your brother? It's just Wycliffe. Don't worry about him. Yeah. And he's like, hi, I'm Wycliffe. I don't know if he's actually
who do you got with you? Some hot babes? That's just like Wycliffe.
But if you look at his photo, he sounds like his voice is like, "Hey, what's up? I'm Wycliffe." Like, just based off his photo, that's what I think his voice sounds like.
He's well, just got I like, bet you're right.
His face is like
that is the worst picture. Like, it really is. Like, it looks like Gollum put on a human suit and made it out into the real world. You know what I mean? Where he's like, ha ha, Wycliffe, I'm going on a boat. Like, he definitely.
I'm sure, like, when you meet these people, they never look like their photo. They just look like real people. I'm sure it's just a bad photo and he doesn't look like that. But the photo does not do him any justice.
I mean, if we're going to be honest, none of these photos are doing anybody any justice. Mm. So wait, he's the relationship as the friend. Is his husband even on this trip, or is he just talking about his husband?
Yeah, why is he shoved by his fucking husband so goddamn much? Congratulations, he got married. You're not special.
I just thought it was, that was throwing me off. I thought his husband was the primary, and that's why he was going on, but it would have said husband. It just says friend.
Yeah, it just says friend. So, I mean, his husband may be on the trip. I don't know.
Guess we'll munchies? Find out.
They want munchies and crunchies.
Munchies and crunchies.
That made me go, y'all sneaking edibles on Captain Lee's ship?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only time I want munchies and crunchies is after I have an all-night party. You know what? Come on.
I guess at one point they also want a 10-course meal. But Francesca's like, no preference sheet in yachting is too much. And then she goes on about her experiences. But at this point, I'm like, I don't care. Move aside. I'm waiting for Rachel to lose her shit.
Yeah.
That's when Rachel pops off. She's like, go fuck yourself. I'll take the flight home. I'm out of here. I'm not doing all this bullshit. What these people are asking for? Eat my cooter. Nah, suck my dick. Nah, I'm not doing shit. Give me the flight.
I drag my cooter through 6 miles of broken glass and then I eat that ass.
Yeah.
Dude.
I won't fucking do it. Are you kidding me? With this, I make $16,000 a day as a private chef at home. I don't need this shit. You're not paying me enough. Oh, fuck you. And Captain Lee's like, what? And she's like, eat my cooter. And then he's like, I'd rather not. She's like, not you, you dumb motherfucker. I'm talking about those fucking idiots. God, fuck you all. Fuck off. Oh, fuck your mother. Oh, you fucking slut. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, fucking cunt. Oh, fucking cunt, everybody. Oh, fuck yeah. Like went on for like what felt like 45 minutes.
Just on and on.
Chef
and
Tourette's
on.
At your service.
Oh my God.
He just goes on. I make more money sitting on my fucking couch, you fucking idiots. You fuck off. I'll fuck your mom and your dad and your sister and your dog. I'll fuck them all. And you're like, dude, no one's even in the room anymore.
Yeah, everybody left.
Everyone was like, no,
everyone there. Died of COVID.
She's just like, oh, fuck you, COVID. You're going to come and take over my fucking immune system. I'll fuck you up your
I got to go back to America and vote for Trump.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't vote. There's no way.
They all vote for Trump.
I love
it. Well, anyway.
She really did.
Francesca starts to fold in on herself, just puts her head down and is like, help. Help.
She can't handle it.
Bring me Aisling. The only sane person on the boat.
Oh, man.
And Eddie's like, this is my moment to shine. It's not my problem. So he starts spreading all over the boat that Rachel has quit. And he's like, yeah, we're fucked. We're fucked. Yeah, she quit. We're done. And he's like drinking beers and like, we're done. Nothing to see here. And yeah. And then that's when Captain Lee calls Rachel and he's like, how about this? Let's try and meet in the middle. Let's try and meet in the middle. How about you do breakfast and lunch that first day? And she's like,
how about you eat my cooter and you go fuck yourself?
She's like, fuck you, you fucking little old man. I'll fuck you just like
what's
I fuck my little
boy. What's the negotiation? It's like, he's like, why don't you, okay, here's, let's negotiate. You do more work. Nope. All right. Well, I gave it a try.
Well, I think he was trying to
you gotta give her some incentive.
He was trying to give
like,
himself,
I'll pay you more.
He was trying to give himself more time. To
I know.
Find another
fuck
ship.
Him. Fuck you, Captain Lee, and your fucking cooter.
And he's like, just, well, why don't we feel it out and see if maybe they're willing to compromise? And she's like, fuck compromise. I'll fuck you all with a thumb in my forefinger in your fucking asshole. And they're like, and Captain Lee's like, can you just stop? Stop telling your
She's like, listen, Snowball, there's a whole pandemic about to happen, and I'm trying to fuck Vincenzo before I find out it's a liability.
Vincenzo's gonna carry the kids. I don't care if it's not physically, scientifically possible. I'm not doing shit if I have babies. Fuck you! I'll tell my gynecologist to go fuck himself. I don't give a fuck.
Did you hear her say she just wants to have kids with Vincenzo? And I was like, do you really think you should?
I'd love to have kids.
I was like, you?
Okay. Yeah, when she was crying, she's like, I just want a life. I just want a life. I want to be like having kids with my little boyfriend.
Ugh. Man. A short, fat, funny boyfriend, Vincenzo. So he was in Italy, which was like the first terrible country.
Right.
Yeah.
COVID. They shut down like pretty
hardcore. So of course she's like even crazier because she talked to that guy who's like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, he's like, they're isolating cities. I can't come. I'll try, but let's be real. No.
That's not going to happen. I will fuck you, Vincenzo.
Yeah,
and then she left, and then she barely made it to him, and it was the right decision to leave.
No, that we don't know what happened.
I think it was the right decision to leave.
Sure, but I think she comes back because we've seen footage of her still there before.
You fucking bitch. Why do you spoil everything?
Spoiler, bitch. We would have
I woke
known.
Up to a text from you who's like, so Rachel's gone and here's what happened.
That's
and
I'm
like,
what
the fuck?
That's not what I
Let
sent.
Let me watch it.
That's not what I sent at all. I sent a screenshot of just Rachel saying, bleep you, which I thought was funny. That's all I sent you. And you were like, spoilers. And I was like, what, bitch? That was in the preview.
By the way, this was the preference sheet that inspired Chef Rachel's exit.
Oh, is that what I wrote? Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you sent me the tweet. You didn't write it. Dave Quinn wrote it.
She did exit.
I woke up to a spoiler. So don't fucking do this.
Watch it live, bitch. Grow up.
What the fuck?
You don't want spoilers? Sorry,
I don't
honey.
Watch it live. Back. I don't watch anything live.
Yeah, I'm with yourself. You on that. Who can watch anything live? Some of us don't have fancy cable. I'm not playing for cable. Yeah,
fuck you.
Nah, man.
I'm rich.
Yeah.
See, I got a TV. No, I watch it the next morning when my neighbor watches it. I go and I look in through the window.
Okay, well, that's a whole other thing.
You can eat a bowl of protrusion dicks. I'm going to watch it on demand on my time. You know what I'm saying?
I'm eating fucking Pavel dicks.
Okay, you guys. All right. Well, Rachel's packing up and she tells a cameraman. She's like coming for a cameraman like, yeah, go get your little lackeys and tell them it's fucking over. And the cameraman's like, look, man, I'm just doing my job. Like, come on, man. Like, I don't really need this kind of heat. And she's like flipping him off like, get the fuck out of here, you fucking loser.
Look, it was either this or Love Island, UK. Give me a break.
Yeah. He's like, hey, man, I just really got to feed my family. And she's like, fuck you, loser. What are you, a cameraman? Go fuck yourself. I'll fuck all your family members and your dog. I don't know why I always come back to your dog. And the poor guy's like, oh, God.
All right. And then,
I want to just say it ends with Captain Lee being like, I must have kicked Buddha's cat in another life because what have I done to deserve this? I might have to cancel the charter. And that's where the episode ends.
Oh, cancel it, you prick.
Yeah. Boatbacks? No, he won't. I mean, I want him to, but fucking goddamn it. Don't tell me you're going to and then don't.
I was born Rachel.
Here's what happens.
Boatbacks.
Rachel comes back in the next episode. There. That's a spoiler. I don't even know. I'm just guessing.
Boat facts.
All right. It's time for Boat Facts with Nikki Tease.
All right. You know Boat Facts often starts off with a trivia question. And tonight, no exception. All right.
Okay.
Guys, what percentage, person who gets closest wins, what percentage of boats sink while tied up at the dock?
What percentage of boats, of all boats that have the potential to sink?
Of all boats that sink.
Of all boats that sink.
What percentage are tied up at the dock when they do it?
I'm going to say 64.
Okay.
I'm going to go 34.
Lydia is the winner.
Whoa.
69%.
Damn, I'm good.
A boat sink at the dock or mooring,
while
the remainder, 31%, sink while underway.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
And you know why most boats sink?
Why?
Because they're being unattended to.
Enemy gunfire. No, they're being unattended. They're.
I like that answer better.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. That's it.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. You've seen this show Below Deck, right? There's a lot of things you got to do on a boat.
Yeah, there's just a guy that patrols the docks. He's like, you ain't been here in 6 weeks. Bam, bam. Yeah. Shoots holes in your hull. Down.
We got to make some room. But mostly, like, the biggest problem that gets a boat sunk is not plugging the drain.
That's a classic. And it almost feels like it's something insane. You shouldn't
insanely
forget.
Classic.
You shouldn't forget
It's like
that.
Saying that most noses get broken by stepping on a rake. Like, it's funny. It just does not seem right.
That's fucking stupid.
Anyway, that's Boat Facts with Nikki T.
Yes! What a great episode. Lydia, thank you so much for joining us. You are a goddamn all-star of this show.
That was great.
This was a lot of fun, guys. I'm just, like I said, just happy to talk about, you know, the series. That's the word. Yeah. The franchise. Yes. It's a franchise, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I hope this is a springboard for you to start guesting on more Bravo-related podcast programming.
From your mouth to fucking God's ears, you know what I'm saying? And by God's, I mean podcast hosts.
Sure.
I'm here, you know what I mean? But
right,
yeah,
well,
this
let
is
us
great.
Know if you need a recommendation.
Hey, thanks.
What? What do we know? Yes, thank you so much. Can you tell people where they can find you and follow you?
Absolutely. You can find me in your hearts and in your dreams, and online at Hater Tuesday. Put in that. You'll find me on Instagram, on Twitter, and my website is my name, LydiaPopovich.com. But there's not shit happening there because comedy is dead.
Yay. Bye-bye, comedy.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Bravo Recaps.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the recap of Season 8, Episode 7 of Below Deck. We had a great time. You can follow us at Deckheads Pod on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. Check out our merch on TeePublic, baby. It's the holidays. Buy your loved ones Deckheads merch. You know, we have a lot of Masters of Boat Facts, Boat Facts Master. I can't remember which way it goes. I'm a real yachty.
Master
I'm not
of Boat Facts.
I'm not a real yachty. If Captain Lee's happy, I'm happy. We got a lot of fun shirts up there. And you Great can get stuff. Them on everything. Mugs, cell phone cases, laptop, whatever. Anything you want. T-shirts, tanks, hoodies, whatever. So do that. And you can follow me at Anna Hosnier. Nick is at Nick's Turners. And leave us a 5-star review. We would really appreciate it. We will eventually read them out loud whenever we get them. So yeah, do that. And then, hey, leave a boat fact if you feel so inclined. Make your heart feel good for Nick. Okay, well, that was
sing,
weird.
Sing, sing, sing. Good night.
All right, guys, let's all hop in this tiny little boat and get out of here.
Okay, bye, guys. That's it for us. Good night. No more time.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.